This is Dr. John Sherman sitting in for Dr. Wright today. And we're quite honored to have a world-renowned expert at the forefront of a global movement to tear down the taboo surrounding electromagnetic pollution and expose the health hazards of cell phone use. We have Arthur Furstenberg with us today and some really fascinating work. I would encourage people to go to his website, the Cell Phone Task Force. Cellular Phone Task Force.org.
I think that will still get you there, but it's Cell Phone Task Force.org.
Oh, thank you.
The other one may not work anymore.
Okay. And they are a nonprofit trying to spread the word about the health hazards of cell phone use. He is the author of The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And Arthur, can you talk more about some of the scientific research around this? And it looks like it's pretty well researched in your book.
There are in excess of 10,000 peer-reviewed studies showing quite a large number of health and biological effects of radio frequency radiation. I call it RF radiation. It's many people know that abbreviation. The reason that you want to know about the research, there are so many articles. I don't know where to start. There's the blood-brain barrier effect. There's microwave hearing. There's causation of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, each of which has a separate chapter in my book. It depends on which aspect of it. There are effects, dramatic effects on wildlife, birds, insects, forests. It's a tremendous environmental effect, factor that is not being admitted. And the reason it's not being admitted is actually twofold. One has to do with what I said earlier about the military's funding of all this research in the 60s and 70s, because they were building enormously powerful civil defense radar facilities, mostly surrounding this country, but to some degree within the country. And they needed to know what the effects were going to be on the population and how much radiation they could get away with exposing the population to. So they have a vested interest. The U.S. military has a vested interest in keeping the results of this research unknown. It's not that it's been specifically suppressed. It's in the open literature. It's just that the regulatory boards and this was taken away from the Environmental Protection Agency in 1996 and given to the Federal Communications Commission, which has no expertise in health and safety whatsoever. It has been in the military's interest since the 60s and 70s to keep this basically under wraps. And then the telecommunications industry, which has gone, they've become the number one economic force in the world. And it's in their interest. And so what's happened is all of the regulatory boards, both nationally and internationally, have as their membership industry-funded and industry-related scientists. And the IEEE, which formulated the standards that have been adopted by the FCC, the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, is an industry-packed organization. ANSI, the American National Standards Institute, is another industry-packed organization. The NRCP, National Radiation Protection Commission, industry-packed organization. And so what happens is they cherry-pick their science, and there have also been various reviews proving that 60, 70, 80% of the peer-reviewed research that is independent of industry and not funded by it finds one or more biological effects. 20 to 30% of industry-funded studies find biological effects, and the industry has all the money to publicize what they're doing, and we don't. This is part of what's going on.
It's so amazing. How do you recommend protecting ourselves? I know there's really no way of owning a cell phone and making it a healthy object for you, right?
That is correct. If people want to not be irradiated, when you say protect yourself, you can't protect yourself and use a cell phone. So the first thing I tell anybody who's either sick from it or concerned about it, throw away your cell phone. I've been telling people this for years. They don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more and more difficult to do because people's businesses and social networks are completely dependent on it. You become isolated. You become socially isolated, and you become unable to work. So that they have, and this has just happened in the last 2 decades. But it must become so again. It must become possible. We must go back to our landlines. We must get used to the possibility, like we used to do before the late 1990s, that you can do your work from a landline, that you don't have to be accessible 24/7 wherever you are, because making everybody need to be accessible 24/7 wherever you are is destroying our world. It's destroying mm-hmm. our health. It's destroying our wildlife. It has caused colony collapse, disorder in honeybees. It's destroying our insects. It's making our forests sick. And it's driving the world economy. So we have to have more and more of it because economic theory, everything has to expand all the time. So this is what's driving the push to 5G and the Internet of Things. And 5G is going to be lethal. It's like, if nothing else, we have to halt it now, here, where it's at. Start to wean people off of their devices. But you ask me, somebody comes to me sick, I interview them in detail. I was trained in medicine. I take a history. And we figure out when it started, what triggers it, and what to do inside their house. And if need to be, they have to move. And somebody lives in an apartment building, is getting irradiated from all of their neighbors' Wi-Fi, and sometimes they have antennas on the roof of their apartment building. They're not going to be well unless they relocate.
Is it any safer to have a wired headset and keep the phone at a distance?
No, in fact, some people think that that makes it worse because you have a wire going directly from your cell phone into your ear. And there was an organization called WHICH, WHICH, in England back in the year 2000 that took some measurements and concluded that by using a wired headset, you were actually tripling the radiation to your brain.
Great.
There are headsets available with air tubes in them which do not do that. And that's available from various online stores such as Less EMF, which is a very good outlet for some of these products.
Mm-hmm.
So the radiation comes up to the through a wire up to a point, and then there's an air tube between the wire and your head, so it doesn't get conducted into your brain. And that's a safer way to use it. It's not safe because you're still holding it in your hand, and your body conducts the radiation from your hand to everywhere else in your body. So you want to use it as safely as possible. Put it on a table as far away from you as possible and use it as a speakerphone. Still not safe because cell phones are very powerful.
Yeah.
But it's an improvement.
Much
easier thing to do is to get rid of the Wi-Fi in your modem and use your computer only with a cable.
That makes sense. We have a outside caller, Mary, calling in from Bonnie Lake. Mary, are you with us? Hello, Mary.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Did
can
you have
me?
A question for Mr. Furstenberg?
Yes, I am very much aware of the problems with RF and EMF. And my house, I didn't know that we had this on our house until about 7 years ago. They have a wireless meter on our house. And we have since done some research and found that there's a meter that you can, well, it's not a meter, it's a, it lessens the effects of the EMF, dirty electricity. It's a stealth visor, I think it's called.
Oh, a what? What did you call it?
It's stealth, S-T-E-I-E.
Stetzer filter.
Yes. Yeah. We have those all over our house because our house was registering about 1800, and so it brought the numbers down quite significantly, but I was still having problems, and so I hired a lady who is electrical engineer, and she came out, and she said that we needed to keep our bodies away from the Stetzel meter that was in the electrical sockets because it was reading a wave about a foot away.
You are correct, and she is correct also.
Okay, but how do you stop? I didn't ask for that question. You just mentioned less EMF. I could ask them if there's something I can put in front of the stealthizer to stop the radiation, because most of those are right at the head of your
bed.
Well,
unfortunately, the smart meter, and that's it's good that you brought that up. Smart meters.
Well, mine isn't exactly a smart meter. It's a wireless meter, though, so very similar.
They call it an AMR meter.
Yes.
Yes. That emits a signal, and instead of coming to your house to read the meter, they drive by and they read it from their truck.
Correct.
Yes, not quite as bad as a smart meter. The smart meter is probably the single most harmful electromagnetic device, even surpassing cell phones in today's world.
Right.
AMR meters are better, but they're not good. They don't emit quite as often as a smart meter. The problem with both AMR meters with wireless electric meters is they're connected to your electric wiring. So they put, like you said, dirty electricity on all of your wiring, and it surrounds you in your house. The Stetzer filters, if you have a severe situation like that, they're useful.
Yes.
The Stetzer filters also add low-frequency harmonics to your wiring of their own. They're not the most high-tech instrument. They're a capacitor and some resistors in there.
Is there something else that would work better?
I cannot recommend anything else because everything else is much more expensive, and I don't have any personal knowledge of whether they work or not.
Okay.
To my knowledge, no matter what kind of filtration you do, it still shifts the energy from one portion of the spectrum to another. So you can filter out any specific range of frequencies that you want, but you can't filter out every single range of frequencies.
Right.
So the short answer is your solution with the Stetzer filters is probably as good as you're going to be able to do without getting rid of that wireless meter.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll do that. Somebody said that there was an article down in the area farther south, and they said that you could call and ask that it be taken off, you know, and opt out.
Yeah, if you want to find out, call your utility company and ask them about their opt-out policy. If they won't be truthful with you, call Joshua Hart. He runs an organization called Stop Smart Meters in California.
H-E-A-R-T, Hart?
H-A-R-T. But I think it's stopsmartmeters.org.
Okay.
You'll find it easily. And he keeps track of everything that's going on around smart meters in the whole country.
Okay. Okay, so that's the only thing I can do then to stop what's coming into my house. Maybe he would have some more information on how to filter.
He'll either know what exact policy your electric utility has or may have suggestions about what steps to take to get it removed from your house.
Okay. Okay, that would be great.
Okay. Mary, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we need to take another break. So we're speaking with Arthur Furstenberg, who is an expert on electrosmog and cell phones and the biohazards surrounding that. So please stay tuned. We've got another 20 minutes to go with him, and we'll be right back.